Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I was sitting with Papa Bach the other night. That's Johann Sebastian Bach. I was alone and writing, and he was playing for me. Mary was out in the world doing the great and good things that she does, and I was alone and writing. Truth be told, I was sitting with Papa Bach's music, and that's how I can say I was alone, but still with him. He's been gone for quite some time now, but I still miss him. Actually, you know what? I have no idea if I would miss him or not. Judging by my affinity for his music, I would say that he'd be high up on my dinner guest list. I think I've spent more time with Papa than with any of his colleagues. But that's his music, isn't it? It's not necessarily him. What I mean is, I like a lot of music, and some of it was written by folks I would never have dinner with. What saves this whole situation is that J.S. Bach's personal traits, his likes, obsessions, and foibles are largely unknown to me. Biographers in those days paid attention to accomplishment and chronology, not necessarily the subject's personality. Bach would have been a great target with 21 children. Imagine that, 21. Now there's a family begging for a dysfunction story. But I don't know what it was like, and I'm glad I don't. That leaves me with his music, and only his music. And such music it was. He wrote for keyboards and winds and brass and choirs. He wrote sacred music that the rest of history has only imitated. He was untouchable as a glorifier of God. Every time I hear an oratorio or a cantata of his, I am a believer, true and devout. During the Mass in B minor, I'm an altar boy again. When it's finished, I return to my real life, secular and rational. A great deal of the non-church music he wrote, many of the concertos and sonatas and suites and partitas were written on his own time, unpaid. For most of his life, he was paid as a Kapellmeister writing church music. So a lot of his secular music, in which he codified and perfected virtually every form of the Western classical vocabulary, that was done free of charge. I confess that it's his unaccompanied keyboard work that is my personal favorite. Do yourself a favor in the next week or so and get your hands on a recording of someone playing the Goldberg variations. One of my personal favorites is Glenn Gould. Mr. Gould was a notorious hummer, and in his recordings you can clearly hear his not-quite-on-key intonations in the background. The man played his modern pianoforte with the percussive plucked sound that keyboards produced in Bach's day. Every great player has recorded the Goldberg at one time or another. Try one of them. You'll be listening to perfect music. But really, what if the great man came to dinner and only wanted to talk about money, or how his kids were driving him nuts, or how the Archduke was a pain? What if the guy were as petty as a gossip streamer? What if he was all fuss and nonsense? What if all he chose to talk about was his new wig and his YouTube hits? What if I asked him to play something and all he wanted to do was watch TV? Eddie, we're missing the masked singer. But that's all speculation, isn't it? We have his music. We have all of that glorious music. We can listen to it when we sit alone to write or sit with friends for dinner. It is background or it is foremost. It's a grace note in your day or it is the reason for waking up in the morning. That's a big deal, my friends. Timeless music of immeasurable consequence. Top 10 now for 3 centuries. It's one of the great pleasures in my life, sitting alone with Bach.